We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the earth. We've got it. Now we see the earth now. We've got it. Now we see the earth. We've got it.
It is the fifth day of May, 2013. On this Sunday edition, we're going to be here, Lord willing, for the next 2 hours. And I am back in studio. And if we give the TV viewers a document cam shot, all of this is fresh new news. And I have looked over and read about 90% of this, scanned over the other 10% or so. And I'm really going to attempt to go over all of this here today. The only time that you will see me with non-computer printout news articles is when I've been on the road. And Friday morning in Dallas, before I got back to Austin, Texas, or Friday afternoon, I should say, I had these articles and also ran into some Saturday newspapers here in Austin that we're going to be getting into here today as well. But wow, there is so much to cover. Obviously, number one, Israel has launched a bunch of bombing campaigns or sorties into Syria. Syria for over 26 months has been under globalist attack. And again, I don't romanticize Assad. The point is he did nothing to anybody outside of his nation and is a benevolent dictator compared to his father. Just like I wasn't a fan of Hosni Mubarak of Egypt. But as dictators go, he was not as repressive as many, and he was Western-backed. And so when our government, NATO, took him out and put something even worse in, I said, wow, man, this is really, really illustrative of just how ruthless the people are running our society. And here's the key to all this. They don't care one micron about you or I's interest as well. And when there's no checks and balances, when there's no protection, the bottom basically drops out. I run into so many people that go, well, they have to do this because, so what if they use Al-Qaeda to bring down Assad? Because Assad's bad, too. They're bringing him down to put radicals in to destroy the country as a scorched earth program against innocent men, women, and children. And the globalists are doing a softer form of that via cultural attack and Agenda 21 here in the West. The New World Order might as well be an alien spaceship here destroying humanity. It isn't an alien spaceship orbiting above us, a black pyramid, but it might as well be. They are absolutely committed to social Darwinism, and they see you, and they see me, and everybody else, and 99.9% of us, not as expendable. We're already expendable. As trash to be taken out. Well, you listen here, New World Order. On your dreams of grandeur, I guess you got your grandeur, your dreams of immortality and your power trip. I know who you are. And it's our job to show their writings and their game plan to people so that we can awaken as a species and defeat this. But, when I was talking to Watson this morning and working on this article a little bit with him, we came up with the headline, Israel helps its Al-Qaeda ally with attack on Syria. And you write a headline like that and it sounds so bizarre. So over the top, so weird. And then you realize it's 100% true and 100% public. Now, what does that say about the normalcy bias that the globalists know we have? They know that we'll basically put up with anything if for 2 years and 3 months, so 27 months total, the West, they called the first attacks, bombings and machine gunnings, protest against the evil Assad. That was 2+ years ago. Then the last year and a half, it's been, we bomb and give missiles and weapons to the activists, to the rebels, because Assad's a bad guy, to just engage in every form of terrorism you can imagine. And then you don't think the West wouldn't hire Muslim terrorists or patsies to bomb the marathon to take our rights? The Syrians, I look at these men, women, and children they've been killing, and I have a lot of empathy, folks, because we're next.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, the fifth day of May, 2013, and Deep Purple is bringing us in today. Smoke on the water, fire in the sky. There is certainly smoke on the water and fire in the sky in and around Syria. Syria, the ancient country that's had Jews, Christians, and then Muslims living in it. Jews living there for 3,000 plus years, Christians living there for 2,000 years or so. Now about a third of the country or more is under Al-Qaeda control. They fly Al-Qaeda flags, and they are being armed with heavy weapons. Heavy weapons. Heavy missiles, medium-sized artillery, grenade launchers, and anti-aircraft weapons. And they have been shooting up aircraft trying to take off the international airport in Damascus. Israel has engaged in another wave of bombings across the country, bombing military bases and other strategic locations. And again, ladies and gentlemen, when I sit here and I see this, it's like the Twilight Zone, because this is not my opinion. When Paul Watson came out with the headline, Document Cam, Please, for TV viewers, again, it's a syndicated radio show, but we're streaming video at Infowars.com/listen, and, of course, also at PrisonPlanet.tv. Israel helps its Al-Qaeda ally with attack on Syria. Tel Aviv emboldens Western-backed jihadists. Now, the Council on Foreign Relations, the LA Times, all of them, the New York Times have had to admit, we've been reporting it for 26, 27 months, but over the last year they've had to admit, yes, the West in Libya and now in Syria is importing actual Al-Qaeda, people that call themselves Al-Qaeda out of Saudi Arabia. I guess if Saudi Arabia is involved in another attack like 9/11, maybe we'll just attack Syria. I mean, this is kind of, or maybe Canada. That's what this has turned into. That's how stupid the corporate mainstream media thinks you are out there. And so that's our top story today. As the end of a week when the Obama administration signaled its intention to send heavy weaponry to Al-Qaeda-led Syrian rebels, Israel launched air strikes inside Syrian territory that will only serve to embolden jihadist militants who have openly espoused their desire to destroy both Israel and the United States. We have links to videos where they were in Libya a year ago or 2 years ago or so, and they said with signs on BBC, next stop Syria, next stop Washington. And Washington is like, that's right, have more heat-seeking missiles from Benghazi. The ambassador didn't like it, so he got hit. And they're saying, don't worry, here's all the weapons you could ever want. People are saying, well, what does that mean? There's a global crime syndicate that controls NATO and the major Western governments, and it is using Al-Qaeda to overthrow secular governments that are not bothering anybody and are creating stability in the Middle East because they want divide and conquer. Since the time of Julius Caesar, in his book he wrote, The Battle for Gaul, it's a collection of letters he wrote back to the regent of the Senate, they describe how to divide and conquer and play groups against each other. And I've talked to a lot of good old boys that go, yeah, we'll fund the Arabs to kill each other. Let me explain something to you. The globalists hate you more than they hate the Arabs. They hate anybody that's been sovereign, anybody that's been independent, anybody that they don't control. This is not America doing this. This is the global crime syndicate that has seized control of our government doing it. And they have kicked out more than 20 members of the Joint Chiefs and their adjuncts just in the last 3 years, including the head of CENTCOM repeatedly and the head of the Mediterranean Fleet, and the list goes on, because they said no to giving heat-seeking missiles by the thousands to Al-Qaeda. And the decision has been made at the Club of Rome and the Bilderberg Group and the Council on Foreign Relations and publicly. and France and England and at the NATO Council and the UN Secretary General, the decisions have been made in Washington that you are so stupid that they can put Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria and Al-Qaeda light, give control to the Muslim Brotherhood, created by British intelligence, taken over by Hitler, turned over to Western intelligence, the CIA, in 1946 after World War II. And that's what I'm telling you. Then when Al-Qaeda shoots down U.S. and European jetliners, we will be on the news when this happens going, hey, our government funded Al-Qaeda. Here they are at Benghazi giving them the 10,000-plus heat seekers. It's like 18,000 missiles total, 10,000 heat seekers. That's been in the news. And when all this happens, it'll be all over the headlines. Alex Jones, the scum. Alex Jones, the garbage. Alex Jones, the anti-American, lies and says our government gave the missiles to Al-Qaeda. When Benghazi happened months ago, I had Wayne Madsen, who's been to Libya over and over again, formerly with the NSA on. I had Colonel Anthony Schaefer, who ran Black Ops in the Pentagon and could have killed bin Laden repeatedly but was told to stand down on the show. I had Webster Griffin Tarpley. I had countless experts. I had Dr. Steve Pachinik, former head of Black Ops for the State Department, over the CIA. I had them all on, and they all concurred. And Schaefer made statements saying he agreed it was basically looked like a hit on the ambassador. And he got so much heat, he asked that we walk that back. We need to get him back on, by the way. But the point is that here it is. Benghazi names of whistleblower witnesses revealed. So they're now trying to go after the whistleblowers, and they now put people in jail who report federal crimes. Obama has done things nobody's ever done before. It's just incredible. The Benghazi talking points and how they were changed to obscure the truth. Weekly Standard. Official. CBS News. We knew Benghazi was terror attack from the get-go. Yeah, they had two Predator drones and a C-130 out of Italy over it the whole time it happened. It was on record the Al-Qaeda group. The West brought in Al-Qaeda, more than 60,000 of them, into Benghazi over the border of Egypt. And Mubarak wouldn't go along with this. That's why they took Hosni Mubarak, the U.S.-backed dictator, 31 years out. See, it's a chain reaction. Egypt borders in North Africa to the west is Libya and its capital of Tripoli. Next to that's Tunisia. And so he wouldn't go along with that. He said, I'm not going to help that. So they basically arrested him, drugged him up for the fake trial. He had a stroke, remember. That's why he couldn't be there. Kind of like the other, you know, Patsy Bomber in Boston. You know, gets out of the boat, no blood. Next, oh, his throat's been cut out. But he confessed to us, though you'll never hear him talk. I mean, just the essence of authoritarianism. And again, the globalists are running these people. So Mubarak says 2+ years ago, I'm not part of this. Boom, he disappears. Boom, they bring in 50 to 60,000 of these jihadis, actual Al-Qaeda, out of Qatar, Saudi Arabia, other areas with weapons, out of Egypt, into Libya. Again, no fan of Gaddafi, but he was working with the West the last 8 years before that. It was investing his money in major Western banks. Invested his money with Sarkozy. That's why we predicted he'd be arrested later, which they've now gone after him. So he basically financed Sarkozy into office. But the issue was that once they were there in Benghazi, it came out day one that the group that killed him was the Benghazi security force hired and funded by NATO and the CIA. They had a weapons cache at that torture center. And so everybody on the ground, Navy SEALs, CIA, at a torture base a half mile away, they were ordered, hundreds of U.S. troops, do not go help. Don't leave your torture dungeon. That continued under Obama. That's now come out. Just stand down. For 8 hours, they watched 5 security people plus 2 SEALs that didn't follow orders hold off more than 300 Al-Qaeda sent to murder the ambassador and blow the place up. And by the way, I told you that months ago. It's now come out in mainstream news. Weekly Standard, CBS News, you name it. They think you're too stupid to even understand what you're reading. Okay? 8 hours. The fleet was just 30 miles away off the coast. They sat there and watched it happen. Watched the whole thing.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Our republic is having the globalist New World Order knife drawn across his throat. And the general public is very childlike. I look at people, I watch folks in public, and they are so simple-minded. They have no idea what they're facing. And that's why the ruling class globally is so incredibly ruthless. They've gotten away with so much. And now they're getting away with things that I would have thought unthinkable. You know, I was thinking during the break, when has our government and other Western governments funded a group like Al-Qaeda publicly to not fight Russian troops like the 1980s, but to go in and blow up mosques and blow up neighborhoods and make fathers, Christian fathers and others, suicide bomb or they'll kill their families? I mean, that's all admitted. And attack a country for 26, 27 months and then say that country that lays there and takes it, Syria, is the bad guy. I mean, they must think you're incredibly dumb. And I was thinking, when has our government done something that over-the-top naked? And it's Pol Pot and the Khmer Rouge in the 70s. Zbigniew Brzezinski, I've read the book he wrote about it, bragged that, in fact, the quote, you could pull up something like, it would be unthinkable for us to kill 30% of the Cambodians, but I could fund Pol Pot to do it. Millions of people. Just every field after field of skulls. What's called the killing fields. Our government did that, and it's on record. He's a rock star on C-SPAN when he goes to the CFR. They admire guys. They see that as strong, as cold-blooded, as cool. And they took those families out and they just shot them in the head. Anyone who was educated. And then I thought about Madeleine Albright. And I want to find this clip. We played it before, but I was telling an Esquire writer about it and he didn't believe it. In fact, maybe you can even find it, John. Madeleine, I know we've played it like a month ago. Madeleine Albright talks about dead Iraqi children or says, I mean, the actual quote on NBC Nightline, or no, it was NBC Dateline, was, are 600 plus thousand dead Iraqis, most of them children from the sanctions and the war, this is before the second war in 2003, is that a good price to pay for security in the region? And she said, yes, it is a good price to pay. It's a famous quote. But our government put Saddam Hussein in power. That's declassified. They trained him in 1959 as a CIA agent in Egypt. He was trained for 3 years, from 56 to 59. Look it up. The West staged a coup to put him in 79, gave him almost $40 billion we know of to start a war with Iran. And you're like, well, that's how we get them Iranians. The globalists don't like you either. But you will go along with overthrowing the Iranian government in 53 and putting the Shah in. And then overthrowing him and putting the Muslim Shiites in. Oh, yeah, that's on record. They put the Ayatollah Khomeini in. Then they did the Iran-Contra deal with him a year later. Oh, yeah, he's our enemy. I'm not saying they even work for each other. It's just that, you know, it's like our government gave nuclear reactors in North Korea in the mid-90s. ABB, Donald Rumsfeld, look it up. Clinton was involved, too. Bipartisan. It's totally cold-blooded Machiavellianism of end justifies the means, but the means isn't keep America free, keep America strong. That would still be immoral. That's how they get people to do bad things. Oh, we torture to keep America free. We've got to be more evil than the evil guys. That's how the devil talks, folks. And I sat there this morning, and Paul was doing an article, and I was working on it with him a little bit, and he said, what do you think the headline ought to be? And I said, well, Israel. I said, Twilight Zone. Israel backs Al-Qaeda rebels in Syria. Well, he went with the headline, Israel helps its Al-Qaeda ally with attack on Syria and says, well, we think Hezbollah out of Iran might have been bringing them some missiles, so we did this. Folks, they're blowing up military bases and killing key leadership. When they bombed them a few months ago, I said that they weren't bombing chemical weapons, and it turned out they weren't. They were killing military leadership. Israel, along with NATO, see, because NATO is held back because the media and people are telling the truth, so it's so outrageous to bomb a country, plus the UN Security Council, because of Russia's veto, hasn't authorized this, and everybody knows about WMD lies. Syria legally has their WMDs. The U.S. has them as well, chemical weapons. Syria's like, we'll never use these. We're sitting here letting you attack us, knowing you want to bait us into a war. Assad said that 2 weeks ago in a speech. He said, you're using al-Qaeda against us, and this is going to come back to haunt you. And he said, read the whole speech. He said, the American people need to know, when you get your jetliners, it's come out in leaks. They listen to the show. The Syrian government does. They don't even have that good of intelligence because they're not full spectrum. It came out in British news that Assad reads InfoWars. But the point is, he came out and said, when they attack you with the missiles that you got, that you gave them in Libya, it's going to come back on you. And he said, American people, this is evil. Don't be part of this. And you know, when you read Reuters, it was headline, Assad says U.S. will pay for backing al-Qaeda in Syria. And then the article admitted, well, we do back them. It's true, but it's for a good cause. But didn't give you the full transcript. Go read it. That was like a week ago, 2 weeks ago. Guys, will you type in for viewers that are watching on TV, not just listening, type in, or for listeners, so the listeners can do it. Type in, Assad says America will regret backing al-Qaeda in Syria. That's the exact headline, Reuters. The point is that I get up here for new listeners. They've run national headlines the last 2 weeks going, Alex Jones says Obama's the head of al-Qaeda. How insane is that? Rachel Maddow said that and others. Well, let me just show you the article they reference right here that's got them so freaked out. Obama now global head of al-Qaeda, Paul Watson, Alex Jones, March 21st. Will president order drone strike on White House? And we said that saying, well, you know, he says he launches drone strikes on al-Qaeda. The truth is he runs al-Qaeda. So the article was written as a direct message to them that, hey, come on, you know you're running al-Qaeda. If you wanted to go after al-Qaeda, you'd go after yourself, though we wish you a long, healthy life. President Obama is now the global head of al-Qaeda, bankrolling, arming, and equipping terrorists around the world in order to achieve his administration's geopolitical objectives, while simultaneously invoking the threat of terrorists domestically to destroy the Bill of Rights. And it goes through more than 15 links to mainstream media admitting the entire thing. Yeah, there it is. Assad says West will pay for backing al-Qaeda in Syria. And what is that, MSNBC? Yeah, NBC News, NBC News, World News. Yeah, and they ran Reuters. Okay, there you go. Boom, for TV viewers. Okay. Karzai comes out and says the West is staging bombings and runs al-Qaeda to destabilize us. Reuters. Now, when I come back, I want to talk about how this is going to affect you here at home. Because I predicted 6 months ago when they got the Benghazi, well, even before they got the Benghazi heat seekers, they already had a bunch in Libya. The West gave it to them. The banks that have hijacked us. I predicted that they would start attacking the Syrian airfields, the civilian fields with them. They're now doing that. We're next.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Nobody rides for free. And by the way, there's no way the global elite, no matter how much police state security they set up, are going to get away with what they're doing. That's not how the universe works. Their own people will bring them down. I look at the last two French presidents have been raided and on the verge of being indicted. I look at how they set up their other guy, all the stuff happening in England, all the stuff happening in America, the Rothschilds in so much political trouble, the Rockefellers, all of them. You're not going to get away with this. Nobody rides for free. What comes around goes around. You reap what you sow. Let me just go back to the document cam for TV viewers. Radio listeners can search these terms. We're going to have open phones in the second hour and a bunch of news I haven't even gotten to yet. Osama bin Laden-like villain in Iron Man 3 portrayed as British actor. And guess what? Iron Man is fighting a terrorist. Isn't that just sweet? So see, every movie I go see that's an action movie, almost every movie, they're fighting imaginary terrorist. But in the real world, not in Hollywood, the globalists are the terrorist. They run America, and they created, about 100 years ago, in what is Saudi Arabia today, the British created the Wahhabist, created Saudi Arabia. Lawrence of Arabia is the story of that, and put them in power. And they are now saying we've got to give up all our rights because of Al-Qaeda from Chechnya and Dagestan and these two brothers who, it turns out, oh, that's right, you didn't see the foreign press confirmed on CIA payroll sponsored by Zbigniew Brzezinski groups, the Jamestown group. Do you know what the Brzezinski talks about, the strategy of tension? Use Al-Qaeda to overthrow other countries, then use their threat to take our rights here. It is the Brzezinski strategy developed in the late 1970s, a 2.0 of divide and conquer, a full spectrum dominance program that we're under. If you're mega banks, what do? You radicalize a terror group. You have them overthrow countries you want to control, but also the countries you already dominate because you want to enslave the people. You don't want them getting uppity about being taxed for $85 million a month to give money to private offshore interest through the bailout, through QE3. No. So you simply use Al-Qaeda to go after them. And again, this is public. They just think you're so dumb. Here are some of the headlines. Israel helps its Al-Qaeda ally with attack on Syria. Now, again, everybody knows I'm not even anti-Israel. I get criticized by the anti-Israel crowd for not, just hearing the word Israel and foaming at the mouth and flopping around on the ground. They're like, the Israel attacked the USS Liberty in 1967. Yeah, I interviewed the captain and folks before he died. It's been partially declassified that indeed the ship was attacked, along with the president's authorization, LBJ, to try to sink it, to blame it on Egypt. But again, I don't just hate Israel because it's Israel. This is what, I don't hate France because it's France or England. These governments are globalist run and stage false flags. Yes, the attack on the USS Liberty was a false flag. I've interviewed the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Moore, now dead. On record, look up the interview. I've interviewed the first mate, Captain McGonagall, the captain. I've interviewed probably 30 people that survived the most decorated ship in U.S. history. The Israelis with the jets and the ships could not sink it. The U.S. aircraft carriers launched jets to protect it, were ordered by LBJ. They ignored McNamara, the generals, the admirals did, to you turn those planes down. You turn them back. I want that ship to the GD bottom. And I've had the admirals here that quoted it, heard it in that command center. Same thing happened at Benghazi, just of tying up loose ends. This is war, ladies and gentlemen. It's corrupt war. You ever heard of a gambit? It's an ancient Persian chess move, 3,000 plus years old, where, you've got a 100,000 enemy you're about to fight. You believe your force can beat them, but you need to get the enemy to show itself, its numbers. You need intelligence. You send in 100, 200, 300 horsemen to ride into the midst to be destroyed. And they follow orders. They ride in to be killed. And the military says, why should we be the ones that die in gambits? Let Americans die. And they've gotten our military to go along with it a few times, but more and more they don't. Fox Fallon in 2007. The head of CENTCOM refused to have U.S. Navy SEALs. This came out in New Yorker magazine. Cy Hirsch, 2 times Pulitzer Prize winner. Cheney reportedly ordered the Navy to build PT boats that look like Iranian boats to attack a U.S. destroyer and blow it up, and to have Navy SEALs take the mission and then dive out at the last minute. Reportedly, George Bush said no. Bet you didn't hear about that in your local paper. It came out in New Yorker magazine. Cy Hirsch gave a speech at university about it. This is the type of stuff that adults know about. Adults don't go watch Iron Man and believe that we're really fighting terrorists. Adults know how the world really works. We are captured by foreign banking institutions. They haven't gotten our guns yet. Upwards of 150,000 just rallied in Houston for the Second Amendment. USA Today spun the number to 80,000. I've got the article right here. We are on the march. The empire's on the run politically, but they're still in control of Washington and both parties. And Obama is their champion quarterback leading them down the field against us. Yep, there it is, preparing the battlefield. The Bush administration steps up its secret moves against Iran. July 7th, 2008, a year after it happened, the plan to attack our own PT boats. I believe that's the correct article you guys pulled up. I know there's video of him saying it, too. I mean, this is Pulitzer Prize winner. Two times. Now, let's be adults here. I'm going to get into what they're going to do to us in the next segment and how they're going to take our rights. Since I mentioned it, here's that USA Today NRA rally in Houston, a big draw, 80,000. But before I get into what they're going to do to us, I want to show you some more history from the InfoWars May edition of InfoWars magazine. Why government should be the first suspect in any terror attack or criminal groups within the government, by Kurt Nimmo and Paul Watson. Nero and the Great Fire of Rome, firebombing his own city to blame it on the Christians. The Spanish-American War, remember the Maine, blowing up the Maine to start the Spanish-American War, 1898, William McKinley. Wilson's pretext for war, the sinking of the Lusitania. Hitler's fascist dictatorship, the Reichstag fire, firebombing his own capital. Prelude to war, how do you attack Poland? He didn't just attack Poland. He had, this is declassified, his own soldiers in Operation Himmler at Gleiwitz and other areas attacked their own bases. And they even dressed up concentration camp victims in Polish and German uniforms with bullet holes in them to show on the newsreels. Israeli false flag terror, the Levon affair, staging terror attacks to blame it on their enemies. That's declassified. This is all in the Jerusalem Post, by the way. Operation Northwoods, targeting American citizens, ABC News. The plan to shoot up movie theaters, people on the streets, and have plastic explosive bombs at public events as a pretext to take American liberty and have war with the Soviet Union. Kennedy said no, they blew his head off. Gulf of Tonkin, phantom attack on the U.S. military. That's declassified. Declassified 2004, they staged fake attacks on the ships to launch Vietnam War. Operation Gladio, state-sponsored terror blamed on the left. Hundreds of bombings in Europe blamed on the left. Every time somebody gets a little uppity, they don't control, left or right, blow something up, blame it on them. Oh, government would never do a frame-up. Terror in the modern age. Back to the document cam, please. 93 World Trade Center bombing. On record, New York Times, CBS News, government cooked the bomb, trained the drivers, let them do it. Underwear bomber, drugged up, put on plane by U.S. government. C-SPAN reported it after we broke it. Boston bombing, go through the same evidence. Got my stamp from Barton Springs there today. It says Paradise, fear of TV viewer. People are probably going to ask, what's that stamp on your arm? Not a tattoo, folks. Okay, boom. Let's go to the next one here. So that's what's in the May issue of the magazine. Oh, and by the way, something else is in it, something we've never done before. I'll tell you about that on the other side. Then I'll get into what they're going to do to you with the Muslim extremist terrorists they run. See, they say I say there aren't any Muslim terrorists. Oh, no, they are, and they work for six big banks. Six big banks.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. Crashing through the lies and disinformation. Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. Open phones in the second hour. Toll-free number to join us on this live Sunday edition, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Second hour coming up in T-minus 13 minutes. Speaking of the electric spy in the sky watching us, all telephone calls are recorded and accessible to the government, according to FBI whistleblower and other guests on CNN. Yes, I've been telling you that for 18 years. It's a fact. It was declassified a long time ago, but you don't want to tell the sheep all that. I've interviewed the former FBI whistleblowers like Shebelle Edmonds, who heard them commanding al-Qaeda and bin Laden before, on, and after 9/11. And they put a national security gag order on that lady, which she just broke. Which, good thing she broke it before Obama got in, because she's arresting everybody that breaks it. Now, this is not a plug. Not that it's bad to make money. That's how I built this media operation, hiring more reporters, doing a great job. If you want to support us, get Pro Pure Water Filters discounted, 10% off with promo code WATER at InfoWarsStore.com. Buy the books, the films, the Pro Gun, T-shirts. Every bit of support we get, we just expand fearlessly in the face of the globalist. I say, you know, it's not bad to make money because they had a bunch of news articles going, how dare Alex Jones, you know, have this media operation. Well, at least I'm not like Berkshire Hathaway getting its, you know, money off government bailouts. I'm going to cover that in the next hour. That's out of Reuters. No, we're funded by people like you, whether it's InfoWars.com, coffee mugs, or the Seed Center, the best non-GMO, open-pollinated, you know, the very best non-GMO, non-hybrid, open-pollinated seeds that produce seeds again. Wow, what a novel thought. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. That is how you support us, and we have the lowest prices. Check it. I'm also a very competitive capitalist. So InfoWarsStore.com, fund liberty, fund this operation, and watch us grow. I want to thank everyone that has helped us out there in the media, citizens. We're all in this together. 888-253-3139, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can call and ask questions or order your ProPure, your seeds to plant, the bumper stickers, you name it. Speaking of bumper stickers, what is in the new InfoWars May issue? This is a very special issue. Number one, it's a double cover. It says a history of false flags on the front, and has the FBI and CIA as a skeleton running across the finish line of the Boston bombing on the back, detailing a history of staged terror and the evidence that points towards them, bare minimum, protecting terrorists on CIA payroll. Bare minimum, they're double agents. And by the way, that's Israeli news saying that. Look it up. So there you have it. Now, on the inside, it's 60-color glossy pages that covers the entire field. Letters to the editor, incredible art dealing with the police state. A mother sues NYPD for pepper spraying babies. U.S. households on food stamps reaches record highs with all the graphs. Is the Boston bombing the moral equivalent of drone strikes? I love this. These photos. I actually hate it, but I love to expose it. Nazi Germany checkpoints with the police, with the military checking IDs. Boston, the police and military checking IDs. Don't you believe the Nazis said they had a good reason? If history repeated itself, would anyone notice? We've got retired Army colonel warns DHS acquisitions are bold threat of war against the American people. Why government should be the first suspect in any terror attack? Already covered that. What's a false flag? One of the top search terms on the web. We break down what a false flag is. Senate passes Monsanto Protection Act, granting Monsanto power over U.S. government. I show the art of David Horsey in the L.A. Times demonizing me, and then I show what a sheeple he is. We need to put that on InfoWars.com. That hadn't been on the web yet. By the way, sign up at InfoWars.com/newsletter. Tomorrow we'll send this out, the digital copy of the magazine, to you free. A big keep and bear arms, come and take it poster in the middle, two pages. Growing against the flow, different systems to get off the grid. People creating their own ammo factories to get around the shortage. I'm going to cover that next hour. It's actually linked on DrudgeReport.com, how the government's asking all the big ammo manufacturers to just supply everything they can manufacture to them. What's causing the panic, Obama? We get into Obama and all of his secret police activities. We get into 85% of cops say gun control is useless, detrimental, in a new major study that's out with all the graphs. We get into the drill they were running on the day of the bombing, which they don't want anybody to look at. It was one of the top stories on the web for a whole week. Contractors at Boston Bombing stood near bomb, let before detonation, photos of them. And here's the big one, and I'm going to stop talking about the magazine. There's a whole other half of it to get to. Three free, full-size petroleum-based, not the little paper ones. This cost me $40,000 to do this, to put this in 120,000 magazines. So that's like four, I don't know, it comes out to like 100, 110,000, or maybe more magazines we printed. I forget the exact number. It's over 110,000 times three. That's 330, 340,000 bumper stickers. Infowars.com, Save the Constitution, PrisonPlanet.com, and Infowars.com. Big stickers. Post them on your car, your house, your property, your book bag. Give them to friends and family, but put them on your property, not other people's property. And this will be explosive. The average bumper sticker in a major city, they estimate, is seen like 20,000 times. So again, ladies and gentlemen, the key here is to get active. Will we save the world by putting these 300-something thousand bumper stickers out? No. But laying down, we won't save the world. That's my point here, is that acting like jellyfish is going to fully and totally enslave this population to the highest level that this society has ever seen. And if we have a government that is funding Al-Qaeda and using it to engage in open war crimes, attacking countries that haven't done anything to anybody, do any of you think you're safe? They are already moving in Europe to take people's pension funds. They already are, actually, and to take their bank accounts. It's now starting here. Congressional hearings about doing it. This is the type of over-the-top tyranny that we're talking about. Now, talking about where all this is going in America, I just showed you the article where on CNN, FBI agents admit everything you do is listened to in live time without warrants. Totally illegal, but now they think you're so conditioned they just admit it. And notice it didn't protect you. 2,000 police, 400 National Guard, contractors with black backpacks right where the bombing goes off, didn't protect you. But meanwhile, ladies and gentlemen, we have tens of thousands that drowned a year. We have hundreds of thousands that die in car wrecks, hundreds of thousands that die from flesh-eating bacteria. But the media doesn't hype it up and go ooga booga. Look at these articles. Shiny dog bowl blamed in Santa Rosa fire. It was like a lens and supposedly caught a fire. The answer is ban the dog bowl. Because you've got to have a world free of risk. And only a total government with total surveillance can do that. Of course, history shows it'll be the total threat. Five women in their 30s killed on a night out after they became trapped inside their burning limo from an electrical fire on San Francisco Highway. The answer, ban limos, ban fires, ban gasoline. Shouldn't be able to be trusted with gasoline. Somebody might get gasoline and go out and burn somebody's house down. That's the nanny state idea. Soccer referee punched by player in Utah dies. The answer is amputate all arms. The answer is cut everyone's arms off now. That is the answer. And then Kurt Nemo, getting serious, has another article up on Infowars.com. We got some breaking news. Israel strikes Syria, says targeting Hezbollah arms. Is that new? Because they've been striking them all day. Oh, they're striking them again. Yeah, Syria can't have its own arms in its own country while the West invades out of three different nations, out of Turkey, and, of course, out of Jordan. Incredible. So more airstrikes going on there. Now, I haven't even gotten into the fact that the Patsy, that they are busy blaming, the one they cut the throat out of so he couldn't talk, who they said admitted he did it when he was in custody, but no witnesses. In a free country, you don't do that. I mean, why even have trials? They are now saying he won't even have counsel at his trial. So they could arrest me, say I bombed something, cut my throat out, and then just say Alex confesses to it. That's what North Korea does. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to take calls in this segment. Then I'm going to get into more news in the next and then more calls for the balance of the broadcast. But I want to get into what they're going to do under this. Oh, don't worry. The NDAA is not for citizens, even though it is. And we'll never not let you have a trial. And now they're like, we'll give him a trial, just no counsel. And he confessed while his throat was cut out while sedated. We have no proof of that, just the Boston Globe says so. In fact, I know you gave that to me, CJ, but I can't find it. Will you reprint me? It was Boston bomber confesses to bombing. And I've got USA Today. It says the Boston bomber, not the suspect, not the man on trial. I mean, they told us he did it. And they never lied to us. I mean, they were going to burn down Dorner's, the building he was in, and then they burned it down and said, we didn't ever said that. And we're like, but you have the tape. Well, we don't mean burn it down. Now go back to sleep. Pay me some tax money, scum. Take some vaccines. How sick's your family right now? Let's go to Andrew in Pennsylvania, then Terry, Mark, Truthinator, Annette, Creed, Ben, Jason, Peter, Ramon, Aaron, Sam. We'll get to all of you, probably. Andrew, PA, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm currently in the process of trying to solve world peace problems, and you may have heard consciousness experts like Dave Wilcock, Greg Braden, and even David Icke have talked about how if you can get a lot of people meditating together, it will suppress global evil. So if we can get the square root of 1% of the global population, that's about 8,485 people meditating together, we can suppress global evil. And I've actually sent out a lot of messages on Planet InfoWars on the missions to about a dozen or so groups to see this. And is there any way maybe you might be able to help me out here, like for a 10-minute meditation on July 4th from like 5 to 5:10 p.m. to try to...
Hey, even if you call it prayer or whatever, all the major studies have been pulled up, anybody can pull them up, that praying has helped with cancer, people praying, because what you focus on, you then tend to manifest. You can call it magic, whatever you want. It's real. They've all these university studies about... people do have that sixth sense. Now, I think there's a lot of quacks out there. I don't think it's very controllable. I've had a lot of dreams that come true. I don't really get off into all that stuff. But I think focusing and meditating on solutions and then taking action in the third dimension, in the real world, as we call it, I think that's where the real power is, taking that first step, getting this magazine. Say Austin has 60,000 copies on the street for free right now. Put those stickers up all over the place. Wow, that'll get some prayer going. New World Order will be praying. But look, they are scared of you praying or meditating, whatever you want to call it. That's why they say there is no God, there is no God. And then all they do is meditate or pray, if you want to call it that, and then and try to have big events to tell you a lie to scare you. See, people think I'm trying to scare them. No, I'm trying to show you the evil to know that we can be empowered and beat them. But I have learned believing you can win, just believing is half the battle. Now, trust in God, but row away from the rocks. Trust in God, but tie up your camel, as the Bedouin said. We need to pray, or even if you don't believe in God, sit in a room, get quiet, turn off everything else, think about the world. Because they want to get us so sped up, moving so fast, we never pull back. And I think pulling back, yes, I will support you that on July 4th, we should put an article out about this. July 4th should be a day of reflection, a day of prayer, a day of meditation, whatever you call it, a day of repenting for not doing enough to fight evil and not being active in the real world and letting evil be active. Evil has been active. Good has been inactive. There are multiple forces in the universe. We need to be, there's evil, there's good. The lukewarm don't exist. God spits it out. So I say to you, yes, brother, July 4th, a day of reflection. How's that sound?
Yeah, but the key is if you have all the people doing it at the same time, because energy flows where attention goes, as David Icke always says, it does amplify the ability. And that's why I was telling you a specific time, like 5:10 p.m. Eastern time would be, I thought, a convenient.
Hey, the Bible says the people will pray and seek my face and repent. I will heal their land. And I think July 4th should be a day of prayer, a day of reflection, a day of meditation. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I desperately want to believe that America hasn't been taken over to a great extent by foreign megabanks hell-bent on bankrupting our free market system and creating a monopoly control grid. But unfortunately, the facts show that is what is happening. I want to cover news in this segment, and then when we start the next segment, I'll go to Andrew and Sam and, I don't know, 12 other people that are patiently holding on the phone system right now. The toll-free number when you hear somebody hang up to call in is 877-789-ALEX. Again, that's 877-789-2539. We'll get you up and on the air. The news websites are prisonplanet.com. That's the auxiliary backup clone, but it has some original news of Infowars.com, and we stream video and have the subscription service at prisonplanet.tv and Infowarsnews.com. Okay. So our government is violating the entire Bill of Rights Constitution. And if they can do that, why shouldn't they take our bank accounts? Why shouldn't they take our guns? Why shouldn't they put the military on the streets? Why shouldn't they spy on us without warrants? And the answer is that is what they're doing. And I've got a report coming up at the end of the show with Boston residents interviewed. We went out and talked to people in Boston. Almost no one liked police coming to their house, pointing guns at them, shoving them downstairs. And then they didn't even catch the guy. It was a citizen that did, the patsy. This has never been done before. You can say, well, everyone's a terror suspect. Isn't that perfect to take power? How about there's one terrorist in America? So everybody come outside with your hands up. This is about the bureaucrats being rock stars that run our lives. And for narcissist nobodies, they think making you submit to them is the act of power. A highly developed person, it's the opposite. A highly developed person wants to go off and be by themselves generally. And that is the problem, isn't it? Winners want to be left alone and be by themselves and are confident. Losers want to run everything. And am I saying that all cops are losers? No. A lot of cops got in it because their families have been warriors. It's a historical thing, and they don't like bad guys. When I was young and naive, 18, I thought about being a cop because I wanted to get bad guys. My dad had the friend who was the head of the federal marshals for the region over Texas, and he met with me, and he said, you're not a criminal, are you? And I said, no. And he goes, then don't join. Don't become a cop. He goes, when I first joined, it wasn't totally criminal. Now it is. I was at my dad's office, in his office, head of the federal marshals at that time, about 1993. You look up whatever region Texas and others are, and that was the guy. I mean, you know, that's part of my awakening right there. So I get people out there that want to be like, go watch Iron Man and believe you're really fighting Al-Qaeda when you join the police force. But listen, the government's been captured at the top, okay? Now we can change things if you wake up to that. But if you don't, just when all the rest of the stuff comes true I've told you about, then stand up. Of course, it'll be a lot worse and a lot harder then. But, I mean, look how much has already come true. When are you going to wake up? I mean, look, they bought 2.2 billion bullets in the last 19 months. And for the first year we reported on it, it was just 500 million, a billion bullets, a billion six. They would go, Alex, you said 500 million, a billion six. Which is it? Knowing I can't respond that, well, you go to the first report I did, and then a year later, it's 1.6. You act like I'm giving different numbers. Boy, you think your audience are idiots. Now it's 2.2 billion last time, a few months ago. I haven't added it up yet. Now DHS, this is linked on drudgereport.com, the left-hand side, at least it was when I started the show. Can we check that and click it? I say that because it's already rolled off the front page of Infowars.com. I'm told it's been up since Friday. Hat tip to drudgereport.com. DHS seeks millions more rounds of ammunition. Market survey asks companies if they can provide 2 million bullets within 30 to 60 days. And I looked this up and I called when I saw this Friday, a big ammo manufacturer I know, and I'm not going to even say where. The point is, I called them, and they said, well, don't say from me, but yeah, we got the call, and we got the prospectus emailed to us. So they're wanting to know if they can buy up no matter what gets made, they're going to put orders in for it. Okay, it's called cornering the market while getting enough ammo. It's like to fight a 35-year-plus war in Iraq. It was 27. So, yeah, it's still linked on Drudge. Big Sis seeks millions more rounds. Now, let's go to the top of drudgereport.com and show the breaking news. We posted this morning when it was speculation. Drudge now posted it when it's confirmed. We go to the top of drudgereport.com, please. There it is. Syria, Israeli strike, declaration of war. Let's click on it. Reuters. Israeli strike, Syria says targeting Hezbollah arms, and then Syria says it is an act of war. It is an act of war. And again, I don't support Assad, another corrupt politician. But compared to other, Al-Qaeda, he's a good guy. I'm not against Israel. A lot of Israelis are against this. But this is evil to take out Syria to put Al-Qaeda in. Let's not exaggerate. Al-Qaeda is probably about 500 times worse than Assad. I mean, Al-Qaeda, and folks, we've posted these articles, we've posted these videos, had them censored on our YouTube channels. We even posted on our backup channels. We got like 10 of them, and they gave us a strike. Next, they're going to shut the channel down. I mean, they're cutting Christians' heads off. They're lining families up and shooting them. They're in control of one-third of the country. NATO, Obama announced Friday, they're giving them heavy arms because in 2 years, they haven't been able to beat them. I mean, this is hardcore crime. And now Israel attacks, and I have to have the headline, Israel backs Al-Qaeda in Syria. It's true. I would lie to you if I didn't tell you that. And it makes me wonder, what will they do next? I mean, this is getting so crazy. Well, I'll tell you what they'll do next. They're going to use this new war coming up as a political distraction. There's Business Insider. The U.S. is openly sending heavy weapons to the Syrian rebels. Bazookas, heat-seeking missiles. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And when I want to fly somewhere, they'll try to grab my daughters and my son and drag them off to a private area and have some weird pot-belly guy with a mustache grab their genitals, looking for bin Laden in their pants when bin Laden is in the Pentagon's rear end. I mean, I'm sorry, that's where he is. You want to find him, TSA, do a proctology exam on Senator Hagel, the SecDef, and you will find, there it is. U.S. rethinks arming Syrian rebels, says Chuck Hagel. That was a month ago. And they're always playing these mind games, man. Like Obama said 2 weeks ago, we're not going to arm the rebels. And I said, they're arming them already, and get ready for the war. When Obama says, I won't sign the NDAA to secretly disappear American citizens, I said, he will sign it. Turned out he wrote it, and he did sign it. They do that to make you go to sleep. I won't spy on you. I don't want to take your guns. Bloomberg says he supports the Second Amendment when he's for an open, total ban. I've learned their tricks, man. When they say they're zigging, they're zagging. 9 times out of 10. I mean, they lie when the truth would serve them better because they don't want to tell the truth because they're of their father. You know who he is. He wears a red jumpsuit with little horns and a pitchfork. I wish he did. It'd be more easy to see. Now, you want to know what's coming to America? Here it is. The new normal. Boston bombing suspect interrogated without counsel. And they reported the Boston Globe. He confessed while sedated. And we're just supposed to trust a government and the new precedent set. Well, he's a terrorist. He doesn't deserve it. Folks, they could say anybody's a terrorist. The government has got car bombings going off and using Al-Qaeda all over Syria. If they'll kill a bunch of innocent Syrians, who I'll assure you they respect a lot more than you, the globalists hate Americans more than anybody in the world. Once they get rid of the Bill of Rights Constitution, it's all for you. Of course, I told you that 11 years ago. Now they say, number one terror threat, gun owners, returning veterans, Christians, conservatives, libertarians. And here it is. People wonder why we're upset about the track team in Texas winning the championship regionals, pointing up to God's, you know, like number one. You can pump your fist. That's okay. U.S. Army labeled evangelical and Catholics examples of religious extremism. Fox News. Pentagon religious proselytizing is not permitted. Even saying the name Jesus, you will now be court-martialed. High school track team disqualified when runners gestures thanks God. It's all part of selective enforcement. Homeland Security is run by foreign banks in their own words. It's a takeover, a foreign corporate takeover.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Basically, we've got the West mesmerized watching TV and playing video games all day. And while that's happening, a bunch of cold-blooded corporate interests are just slicing and dicing free societies. Stay staging terror attacks, paying criminals to do it, to then get the giant bonanzas of the police state takeover, billions in cameras per state, billions in robots per state to fight a threat they manufactured. Now, again, they're now saying, hey, you don't get lawyers. We'll just say you're guilty and tell the media you confessed. And in the past, you wouldn't get a conviction with that, but they don't care because now it's national security. And here is USA Today, weekend edition. Are our stadiums safe? And it goes on in there to say, oh, the Israelis are advising us we'll turn America into like the West Bank. And the government people will be like the Israelis, and all the rest of us will be like the Palestinians with no rights. That's actually what it says. But doesn't that sound good, America? The globalists with their little special IDs, they are going to be God. And all the rest of us, we are insurgents. Will you guys show the CBS News article from Friday, police train that are trained that citizens are insurgents? Oh, yes. This is what it's like to live in an occupied country where they just phase in the martial law slowly. But pretty soon you start the flame at 1. Pretty soon it's at 10. Or to quote Spinal Tap, 11. We're about an 8 now. And it'll go on up. And don't worry. All your prosperity will be taken. You'll be a good slave. But you'll learn to cheer it, though. You'll learn to cheer it. So I was watching the Kentucky Derby at my parents and saw the TSA with the army, the regular army, searching everyone and standing around with machine guns as if they would stop a real terrorist with a bag. You'd walk up to the army and blow them up. It's just letting you get used to it because it's for you, because they're going to take your pension and bank account and they're going to give it to Warren Buffett. I got an article about that I'm going to get to, but first let's go to your calls quickly. Terry in Washington, you're on the air. Welcome, sir.
Alex, you're a rock star, buddy. I mean, everything you say, I definitely. You're just right on. I mean,
no, brother, no. History's right on. I'm just doing my job. But go ahead.
Hey, anybody that doesn't belong to Prison Planet TV sucks. It's awesome. But here's my question. During the Boston Marathon, the whole world, including me, because I was watching you the day Mr. Pelzer was on the show when this took place, and not too long after that, the fertilizer plant in West Texas blew up. And we all know they had way too much fertilizer there to begin with. My question to you: how much do you think was shipped out of there before that plant blew up?
You know, I don't know, and I appreciate your call. People have said it looks like a bolt of lightning, does it? Well, yeah. I mean, you get a big fire going, lightning gets attracted to that because of the static electricity. You get the gas of that fuel burning, of that fertilizer burning, it can hit a spark and explode. Let me tell you, I've gone out when it's raining. We have footage of this, by the way. It's in a new shooting show coming out. It's raining, and the tracers caught fires. So we stopped using them while it was raining. So, you know, that's what goes on when stuff's been dry. Look, we could shut down all our industry. Stuff's still going to blow up. It's part of an industrialized world. There should be safety, but nothing's perfectly safe. I mean, that's all I can really say about that situation. A lot of political grandstanding going on because of it. But look at how a bunch of more people, 15 people died at that. You're not hearing a call to burn fertilizer or to ban fertilizer. That would kill billions of people if they banned fertilizer. I mean, people die. That's just part of the world. Why do they only hype it up when it's to get our guns or it's a bombing to take our liberties? Because they're behind it, folks. I'm sorry, I've looked at it too long. Most of the time, special interests stage this stuff. It's like 90% of the time or more. I say that to be conservative. I've never found a case where somebody gets a swastika carved on their back or somebody gets, you know, anti-gay stuff put on their apartment dorm, that it wasn't the person staging it to get attention. Well, you don't think government does that? I mean, there aren't. It's amazing. I mean, I've seen like 10 cases the last decade or more of people burning crosses in their own yards to get on the news. And anybody that says you shouldn't look at elements in the government, and the government's tens of millions of people, it's a bunch of foreign interest. Of course they're staging stuff. If they'll turn Syria and Libya and Egypt to a great extent over to Al-Qaeda. I mean, I read every 2 days where they burned up a church and killed 20 Christians, and it's like, oh, big deal. In Egypt, where our government put them in charge, they're killing Christians. We ought to be hearing every Christian's name. What happened to them? But our government's doing that. Our government in Rwanda killed 900,000 Christians. Our government with NATO and UN and all the rest of it. They hate us. Why do they hate real Christians? I think you know the answer to that. They're playing for the other team. Mark in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. Hope you had a good little mini vacation with your family.
That was a mini vacation. I was working during it. Quite frankly, I took those hot baths in the hot springs. It, like, turned me into a vegetable. But, you know, go ahead.
There you go. I just wonder if you have any validity to this nuclear incident drill starting Monday in Montana.
I did see that. They have hundreds of drills going constantly. They have black helicopter drills. It's all part of desensitization. And to be in the local news to create the perception, like duck and cover in the 50s and 60s, that an attack is imminent and only the government will keep you safe.
Right. Well, like I said, I saw that. And then earlier that week, there was stuff circulating about some Navy SEALs, and they were trying to disarm bombs and this and that. I thought it was kind of humorous. And then this comes out. I'm like, well, that's kind of interesting.
Well, look, what I need you to do is I need all our listeners to go with a video camera, videotape it, put it on YouTube. I'm not a tech guy, and I can put stuff on YouTube myself. So it's easy to do. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Mark. Everybody needs to go out and needs to videotape everything, and that will bring down the New World Order. Truth Raider in Oregon, you're on the air.
Hello, sir.
Hey, buddy.
I got a simple question for you. In the next year or two, would you consider doing another reporter contest?
If I get enough capital in to hire more reporters, that is my plan. I'm hiring video people and graphics folks and TV switcher folks, but we got a $100,000 contest for filmmaking that is now being judged in the next 2 months. But yes, sir, we're trying to grow the InfoWars operation.
Great. I did a couple of comprehensive interviews I thought were pretty good, and I was told that, hey, you could be the next Alex Jones. So that's great. I'd like to...
Believe me, I wish there were five Alex Joneses bigger than me. I swear, if some guy came along better than me, doing a better job, I would literally say, here's my infrastructure. I'll go do a report once a week. You're in command now, Admiral. But unfortunately, there's nobody ready to land their troops beyond the energy field. So I'm going to have to sit up here on the executor and carry that out. All right. Annette, Creed, Ben, Jason, all of you, you're coming up.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going back to your calls in a moment. Hit a few more news stories here. But don't forget, if you're a radio listener or TV viewer, you need to get the May issue of InfoWars Magazine. You can subscribe, get the next 12 issues, or you can simply buy them in bulk of groups of 10 up to 100 at cost to give out to friends and family. It exposes the history of government-sponsored terrorism and corporate-sponsored terrorism as a pretext to control the people, and it comes with three free big, high-quality, I mean, the big petroleum bumper stickers, the plastic bumper stickers that last for years. Infowars.com, Save the Constitution, PrisonPlanet.com, and an Infowars.com sticker. Three big stickers, free, to put on your car, give to friends, and put in legal and lawful areas, i.e. your own property. That's available at InfowarsStore.com. So get a year subscription today or buy them in bulk at cost. Now, I mentioned this, so I'm going to get to this right now. All I've got to do with this article is read the first paragraph. If you want to know why big, mega rich are always calling to raise middle-class taxes and calling for you to give your guns up, because they've learned people tend to take over governments and arrest them. You don't want to go to jail like Bernie Madoff or Ken Lay. But old Berkshire Hathaway head Warren Buffett shut down the Keystone Pipeline so that he'd have to train the fuel instead of it being in a pipeline on his own trains and sell it to China on the west coast of Canada. Berkshire profit rises 51%, shares at record high. But your profit, making $125,000 a year, you're keeping too much. You need to raise taxes so he gets bailout money. Now listen to this quote. Berkshire cash hits record $49.1 billion. That's just his cash. As profit climbs, and it turns out he takes his money offshore and pays zero tax. He tells you about one of his personal taxes and says it's too low. And Obama pays 18% and Romney like 12%. Because the rich guys are exempt. That's the way the regulations are written. Now let's get to this. Berkshire, they didn't take over, schmuck, so they'd pay taxes. That's for you. Berkshire profit rises 51%, shares at record high. Reuters, now listen to the first paragraph. Warren Buffett, the eugenicist, I should add. Berkshire Hathaway Inc. on Friday said quarterly profit rose 51% on solid performance in insurance. Yeah, they make you buy Obamacare. So it doubled the premiums in the first year. It's good to have a business where you're made to buy it. No wonder you spent $100 million plus on lobbying for that. And because you made billions. And by many of its other businesses, as well as gains from investments and derivatives. Derivatives! Oh, $85 billion a month is paid to foreign derivatives and to Berkshire Hathaway. Of course, that's classified. They won't tell Congress where it goes exactly, just that it goes to Berkshire Hathaway, i.e. Wells Fargo, and five other big banks that are foreign. Your tax money, you're going to pay interest on it, too. You pay interest to give him money. Look at him. It's funny. It's funny. He, by the way, he wants your guns, too. That'll teach you. Look at him smiling. Ah, isn't that just precious? Oh, but he wants your guns and higher taxes for the poor people because he loves you. I'll be watching ABC News and they'll say at the end, sponsored by Berkshire Hathaway, and the whole show is Warren Buffett going, rich people don't pay enough taxes, raise their taxes, because it goes to him. But he can make all the money he wants out of fiat garbage. He wants to wreck you. He's a eugenicist, and he supports Agenda 21 to shut down American energy. And don't worry, he will. He will just feel trendy and support it because it makes you feel good inside, and you will have your future destroyed. Don't worry, and take all the vaccines and drink all the fluoride. Don't read the Harvard study on the brain damage and the cancer. Just, you know, wonder why your whole family's sick and why you got cancer? Hey, it's all right. The government loves you. I know this is too scary to face. It's okay. Oh, here's the good news, though. Nigel Farage, routine guest on our show, they've now won the major midterm elections in England, and they're set to overtake the Conservative Labour Party, the Conservative Tory Party, and defeat Labour. And the government, he survived a plane crash, by the way, that was very suspicious, but ideas are bulletproof, and Nigel Farage survived, and look at him smiling, celebrating with a pint. He's an anti-Bilderberg, anti-New World Order, anti-banker bailout candidate. He's basically Alex Jones, Ron Paul 2.0, and he's winning. Who started the party with him? Lord Monckton, who we need to get back on the show. I need to go over there and have a cup of tea with him. Am I going to Bilderberg 2013 next month? I'll tell you tomorrow on the show. Anyways, and if they block me from entering the country, I still win. Win. Okay, because you're not going to stop the signal. Let's go to your phone calls. Let us talk to Annette in California. Annette, you're on the front lines of the info war. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. Looking at old pizza pie here with the globalists and the New World Order agenda, and the different components that they have that they're instituting to bring America down to its knees. It's not just the GMO and the vaccination and the abortion clinics. There's also torture programs going on in this land.
Well, no, that's true. They train police, and you can pull up police taser people to answer questions now. I mean, North Korea does that. I mean, North Korea is free. Are you a conspiracy theorist? It's good to taser people to make them give a urine sample or taser people to answer questions. I mean, there's no Fifth Amendment. That never existed. Extremists said that existed. There's no Sixth Amendment for right to counsel. Just take the shots, lady. Drink the fluoride. Eat the GMO. Never mind the cancer and death rates exploding. They love you, honey.
Well, there's also the radio frequency technology that they're using.
Oh, it's on record to give mice cancer, but it's good for us.
Well, they have it on every product, every type of item we buy. They have these embedded chips in every.
And the Pentagon said 12 years ago in Chicago at the RFID conference, they would use it to control us and enslave us. But so what? Look, why fight it? Why not decide to join it and feel powerful? Why not worship government? Why not worship tyranny? I mean, what's wrong with you, honey?
Well, actually, I think part of the experimentation with this new technology is concentrating on individuals. They call themselves targeted individuals.
No, I know, ma'am, I know there's a lot of it going on, and God bless you. Listen, I got to apologize on air. You know, I said this Tuskegee experiment was wrong, injecting tens of thousands of people with syphilis and letting them spread it and then die over 40 years painfully. And that would be saying the government was bad. I think it was good. I love the government. And when the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation last year injected hundreds of thousands of kids with polio and 60-something thousand got paralyzed, I mean, I think that was a gift. There's nothing like being paralyzed for your whole life. I was wrong. Oh, Bill Gates, you're such a good man. Oh, Creed in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Would you like to be paralyzed, Creed? Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Just another crazy person out here from Oklahoma. I just want to get your thoughts on something here. Plans scheduled and a resolution next week on May 8th, Wednesday, for Texas Israel Day. Two Republican state senators, John Corona and Representative Stephanie Carter, have taken up the cause to pronounce Texas Israel Day.
I think that's good. And now that Israel's openly backing Al Qaeda against Assad, what if you showed up and said, I support Israeli groups supporting Al Qaeda? I mean, look, what are you going to tell me Al Qaeda's bad next and that they supposedly attacked the World Trade Center? Everybody knows we were never at war with East Asia. Everybody knows Al Qaeda is an ally of America.
Fair enough, but I mean, you have problems with Spain coming up in here, buying up the highways or getting access to the toll roads. But I mean, I just want your thoughts on Israel.
I don't have a problem with Spain taking over existing highways and putting giant toll roads on them and doubling and triple prices and raping us. Okay, and let's come back to you though. How dare you talk bad about Israel backing Al Qaeda? You filth!
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going back to your calls. I told the other caller to hold, but he hung up. Look, everybody has these support Israeli, support Israel signs up everywhere. And I'm not anti-Israel. But then when Israel is bombing Syria because the Western-backed Al-Qaeda rebels are there and they're supporting them, I call baloney. I call something else. But I think good old boys out there are such big supporters of Israel, they may actually hoist Al-Qaeda flags over the VFW, and I'll be anti-American because I don't support Al-Qaeda. Here's the article on Infowars.com. Israel helps its Al-Qaeda ally with attack on Syria. Right after Hagel, comes out and says, we think there's evidence they use chemical weapons. Oh, do they have WMDs like Iraq, too? I mean, it's just too amazing. By the way, they dug this up. Now, this is her on 60 Minutes. I've seen the clip after this when it became a big story back, I think, like in 19... was it 90? No, yeah, it was like... It was when she was Clinton's guy, so I guess it was right before Bush got in 2000. And it was over 1 million Iraqis once the war started that died of the sanctions. It was an industrialized country shut down. And she's asked, is 500,000 dead a good price to pay for security in the Gulf? And her answer is yes. And then she got asked about it on other shows and doubled down. But here's the original with Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but we think the price is worth it.
We think the price is worth it. Oh, no, that was what she said it later in 1996. Yes, I mean, there's a bunch of these clips. She said it over and over again. So there you go. And do you think they care about you? The price is worth it for interest? They mean globalist interest. Well, what are the globalist interests? You better find out what those are, because they're not your interest. They're not your interest. Ben in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, appreciate the opportunity to be on your show this afternoon. I wanted just to ask you, I've never heard much about a particular individual on your show, but as someone that's always been a patriot and a hero in my mind living here in the Atlanta area, and that was the late Larry McDonnell. He was the U.S. congressman that represented...
Yeah, no, they landed his aircraft and killed him in North Korea, really Russia. No, he was the head of the John Birch Society, a Democrat, a really smart, good-looking guy who was presidential material and who was anti-New World Order, and they kidnapped him and killed him better than a hammer. I've covered Larry McDonald.
Yeah, the thing that Larry did was that he really used his congressional record and even introduced a House bill, 773, to have a complete and comprehensive investigation into Council Foreign Relations and Trilateral Commission. And a lot of people say, oh, is this the coincidence that his plane went down over Russia? But we know, the folks who live here that were very close to him know that there was no conspiracy on that it was an act that was carried out by the Rockefellers, by David Rockefeller and his cronies.
Now, they never hurt anybody. They're good people. Have you had your fluoride water today? I appreciate your call, Ben. Let's talk to Jason in Ohio. Jason, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, what's going on? I'm from the great state of Ohio, the great police state, brother.
Speaking of police states, we're going to air it tomorrow. I ran out of time today. The residents of Boston and Watertown, they did not like having guns pointed at them and made to march down the street with their hands up. But I say, to prove they're not dangerous, the police should have executed all of them. They already are with the fluoride water. Why not?
The police just shot 137 rounds at one car out here, and all they found was a police can.
I think they should execute the whole city to prove they're safe. I think only police should be allowed to live, especially what the globalists are doing with eugenics. I'm being a little sarcastic today, a little bit of dark satire, but that's what the New World Order is, Jason, is they're just getting rid of everybody, soft kill. Notice how many people are sick and dying right now. It's going to get a lot better. It's not only the Iraqis that get to die.
Alex, over here in Cleveland, all the mayors, all his underlings, everybody's on Agenda 21, left side, right side, Republicans and Democrats.
No, they're shutting the economy down. They're going to bankrupt everything and teach you to go on food stamps. So you're under government control. And so you roll that sleeve up and take that vaccine. I say take it. I support the government. Thank you, Jason. Peter in Washington, you're on the air. Have you had your vaccines today, Peter?
Yeah, I'd like to read something on a collateral issue. It's from J. Robert Oppenheimer, the principal developer of the American atom bomb.
Yes.
And here's what he said. There are children playing in the streets who could solve some of my top problems in physics because they have modes of sensory perception that I lost long ago. Of course, Ray Kurzweil would think that's silly since he knows everything.
No, that's true. Top scientists are obsessed with adolescents and young people to pick their brains because brain cells start dying at about 25 in mass. And absolutely, the youth have it all. We need to have a computer to know the universe. We have the computer. We are the universe. We are made in the image of the big G God. Pretty heavy stuff, huh, compadre?
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen that quote. I actually read that in a book he wrote. I forget the name of it. But what's your point on that issue?
Well, my point is just that they don't even know everything, and yet they're so narrow in these man-made computers.
That's right. It's called cancer. It's called cancer.
Destroy humanity. Hmm. They're enemies of humanity in the truest sense of the word.
That's right.
And I wasn't sure whether you had the quote, but certainly from a man like Oppenheimer, who was not such a moral person, although he was sorry for a lot of things by the time he was, before he died. But he was a man of thought and a man of action. And I think one reason why he got that big job was because his family had a ranch, a summer home, out in New Mexico, where they had to draw water themselves, and he rode the horses, and he...
No, that's right. The globalists are the most specialized, like, cold-blooded people you've ever seen. I appreciate your great points, Peter. Yeah, let's punch his quote back up. There are children playing in the streets who could solve some of my top problems in physics because they have models, modes of sensory perception that I lost long ago. And that's Robert Oppenheimer, J. Robert Oppenheimer. You're absolutely right. Listen, here's the issue. If cancer had a consciousness, it would believe it was winning. And the globalists don't have empathy. They have a crazed lust for power, so they get power. They are the plague. They are the enemy. They are the enemy. And they have dumbed humanity down in an attempt to be able to take it over. They see humanity as a wild mold, as they call us, in quotes, out of control. Instead of focusing that to go to the stars, they have tried to dumb it all down in the worst possible calculation I can imagine. And that's because they're devil run, folks. You can call it whatever you want. A spirit of cancer. I mean, you know, turn humanity loose. Don't clamp it down. And then they say, well, we're clamping it down because humanity will create a super weapon and blow us up. And then they're the ones, the globalists tried to blow up the atmosphere in the 60s. It's in Discovery Channel stuff with the actor, Trinity and Beyond with Shatner. But the point is, I already had read about it. But there they are, trying to blow the atmosphere up and set the world on fire. I mean, cuckoo, cuckoo. Let's jam in one more. Thank you, Peter. Ramon in Florida. Sorry to Aaron and Sam. Ramon, you're our tail gunner here at the end of the transmission.
How you doing, Alex? I'm calling here for FEMA Region 4 down here in the United States of Nazi Germany. And we spoke on the 28th of March, and I predicted from listening to you and a lot of other intelligent people that they'd be using a false flag to try to bring us down.
You could see the buildup for it. Yeah, but they wouldn't do that. I mean, they're nice people.
Yeah, just like they wouldn't help in 93 to blow up the World Trade, and they wouldn't create, Al-Qaeda back in the 80s. And yeah, we know. But the reason why I'm calling today is because I like to speak directly to the New World Order, because I know you guys are listening.
You got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
We're not afraid of you. We're here to fight you to the end of time. It's going down. It's the final war, and we're ready for you. We're here for whatever you got to bring. We're not scared. We're going to do whatever it takes to bring humanity back to where it started at, with God. So all you New World Order chumps that think you're taking us down, you got another thing coming.
God bless you. Got to end it there. Beautiful caller. Sorry to Aaron and Sam. He said it all. That's what I meant to say at the start of the show. They want to deny they're buying the bullets, the armored vehicles, the vaccine poisons, because they don't. The devil's biggest trick is that he didn't exist. Well, you know what? We know you guys are devils. We know you're cancer. We know your agenda. We know you're globalist. We know you hate liberty. You use America to set up world government while you destroy it. We're aware of you. We see you. And that's right. We're not going down without a fight, scum.